Welcome to Speak It On. This program is designed for the edification and entertainment of the listeners and not designed to be representative of a church, nonprofit organization, or denomination. Opinions expressed are solely those of the host. Hey, welcome back, and as always, thank you for listening. Have you ever heard one of the old terms, get your act together? You might be doing something, maybe a project, and you just get flustered and you can't, you know, focus, you can't, you know, put things together, you know, you're trying, and then somebody will say, you need to get your act together. Well, it's an interesting phrase. It's an interesting phrase. I love acting. I'll have to say one of my weird quirks is to look up the biographies of actors. And it fascinates me sometimes how someone gets to that point. And sometimes it's pretty amazing. Of course, you hear the stories, you know, people living in cars and so forth. But it amazes me how many people really would like to be famous on internet, podcast, YouTube, Twitter, Alibaba, TikTok. I mean, you just keep on going. But anyway, everybody's looking for their claim to fame. Now, getting your act together. You know, that's actually pretty dang good advice. The kicker is, people don't realize, in some ways, that all the world is a stage, and we are but its players upon it. That's a very, very bad quote. Shakespeare actually said that. I believe it was in As You Like It. But anyway, all the world's a stage, and it is a stage. And in many ways, we are actors. All of us. And we have a place, a stage of our own. Now, let me throw this thought process at you. Because things that are in heaven that we do are being recorded. In the book of Revelations, it mentions books. It says, and a book was opened. I believe John was talking about, and a book was opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. So, our lives are being recorded. In other places, in the New Testament, it says even the casual word we speak will be shouted from the housetop. So, if you don't think you're an actor, look around, you are. Now, it's an interesting word, actor. The thing is, and this is kind of ironic, but in Greek, the word for actor is hypocrite. You know, Jesus went on and on about certain people being hypocrites in certain groups. And yes, they were groups of Pharisees, but it was a specific group of Pharisees. And I'm not going to get on that soapbox, but here, we need to think about what Jesus is saying about calling them hypocrites. Well, that means they have an outward appearance of one thing and an inward doing of something else. Now, interesting thing, a hypocrite, a Greek actor, and I've done some study of acting. And I've actually done some acting, amateur acting, but acting nonetheless on stage and so forth, and musical. Love it, love it, love it. But a Greek actor had different masks, and what they would do is they would change masks to change the way that they were presenting themselves. So if they were in fact different characters altogether, the mask would, they would take on the persona, you know, the meaning of whatever emotion that was on that mask or person that was visualized on that mask. So in a way, Jesus is saying, look, you know, you guys are being actors, and really bad actors, because you're showing us one thing, but you're doing something else, and inside your heart there's something totally different going on. So let me ask this question. If we're all actors, what kind of actor are you? And let's not just call ourselves actors, let's call ourselves life actors, because that's what we're doing. Now, whether you're being fake, whether you're being genuine, remember, God's recording it all. And there are those who believe that when we get to heaven, that recording will be shown to us. Because again, there's that, you know, what's done in secret will be shouted from the housetops. So our behavior, our activity down here, will be demonstrated, will be shown to everybody in heaven. And then God, he'll look at it. Now here's the thing. What kind of life actor are we? What kind of life actor are you? Well, what kind are they? Well, so let's, I like Shakespeare's kind of basic divisions in some ways. Because there're dramas, and there's histories, and there's comedies. And then there's probably some subdivisions in there, but let's look at this. Are you a dramatic actor? Dramatic actors, have you ever met people that are just got a lot of passion? I mean, just they feel everything. I mean, every little thing that occurs, and unfortunately, they may have too much drama. And things happen to them and around them and with them, and their life just seems to be one nonstop turmoil. And the way they react to things is very emotional. And it's always, you know, they wear all their emotions right out there on the top, where if you just barely touch them, it's like they, it's just like they get slammed against the wall, man, and they take everything horribly personal. Now, there's nothing the matter with being passionate, but here's the problem. Passionate, dramatic life actors, those kinds of people, they can just burn you out, and they burn out themselves. Because if you live in the moment of your emotions, emotions can't be controlled that easily. And you may say things, do things, push back against things, and agree with things that really don't need to be agreed with. Or maybe you're pushing against something that God has set up. But not always, okay? But emotion, if everything, if emotion comes first, and that's kind of the drama end of it, than literally just a ticking time bomb. Unfortunately, those, I would think that if you're continually in the middle of drama, that can wear down on your body, your mind, and your health. And it's not doing your spirit any good. Because why is that? Because God has to be able to reason with you. God has to be able to show you stuff in the Word that's truth, that's factual. And you may not like it. I have been shown many things about myself out of God's Word that I didn't like. But that doesn't mean I'm going to just, oh, well, you know, this is a bunch of garbage. I'm getting rid of that. Because sometimes facts are just facts. Now let's look at a more factual kind of thing, and that would be a historical type of actor. Really, really interested in getting it right. Getting things down. Pat. Getting all the facts laid out. This is how it happened. This is how it works. This is how it runs. You know, this is what we know, and this, and so I'm going to do my performance is going to be based on reality. Absolute reality. Hardcore. And that's great. The problem can be if you become a life actor in that situation, you can lose your joy. You can lose your joy of living, of actually in being with people, enjoying being with people, and liking a sunrise, a sunset, just. And even in the middle of a fog, smog-filled city, just seeing some of the wonder of just birds landing and having fun in a tree. If you get too tied down. But the facts do matter. History matters. There's one quote. People argue about where it came from, and the paraphrase is that those who ignore the past are doomed to repeat it, which basically means, hey, unless you pay attention to the errors that have happened, not just your own, important to do your own, but also others, then we're doomed to repeat them. And yeah, that can happen. And that brings me to the third one, the comedy. Are you a comedic actor? Now, strangely enough, in the drama world, comedic actors are looked as the bottom row of acting. Or at least they used to be. It reminds me of something I read concerning the second, or was it the third? No, it was the Batman movie with James Carey and Tommy Lee Jones. And two very different kinds of actors. I believe that was the Batman Forever. It's Batman Forever with Val Kilmer. Yeah. So, there was an article in the paper or in some place where they met at a restaurant, and it's said, and this is like second or third hand, but it was said that Tommy Lee Jones, Jim Carrey wanted to, you know, come up to Tommy Lee Jones and talk talk with him a second. But Tommy Lee Jones, as if I remember this right, approached him and said, "Oh, I hate you. I hate you so." He said, "And I cannot sanction your buffoonery." Now, I don't know if that's an actual complete quote, so don't quote my quote. But the phrase that got me was, "I cannot sanction your buffoonery." Now, Tommy Lee Jones got an English degree from Harvard, so to say he screwed down real tight in that department is an understatement. And to say that Jim Carrey is is a comedic actor is overstating the obvious. Two very, very different kinds of individuals act very different. Now, comedians or comedic actors, you'll find it's kind of interesting. A lot of times, people do comedy really well. And by the way, comedy, again, is looked down on a lot of times in the dramatic world. But a lot of people who do comedy well have very tragic histories. And they use comedy, laughter, as a way of coping. And, or you can have someone who's just darn funny. You know? And God bless them. I'm glad they're out there. Because we need to laugh. We need to laugh. And even the comedians, and not just actors now, but comedians that are somewhat irreverent, sometimes blatantly irreverent, I think it's important for people to be able to poke fun. Because you have to laugh. You have to be able to laugh. Not at necessarily someone, not being a bully, but laugh at what can be laughed at. And it's an expression. Laughter and comedy is an expression. It's a free speech expression, and I hope it never goes away in any country. But you know something? God has a sense of humor. And you know something else? God is large enough, strong enough, more powerful than any being who ever existed, and he is able to take a joke. But mind you, be careful when he gives you the punchline. So, if you're a comedic actor, a life actor, then God bless you. Just remember not to lose track of the issues that we've got to work with. We can laugh at some things. But let's laugh at them to bring attention so we can help and maybe get stuff fixed. That would sometimes that's a really good way of pointing out things that need to be fixed. I know in the church, wow, is that important in the church? For example, of course, there's thousands of pastor jokes, but one I always thought was funny was you could tell a pastor believes in God by the way he drives. For some reason, pastors, man, they drive like maniacs. Not all of them. Not the majority of them. But there's always been this connection between pastors and driving. Crazy. I don't know. I mean, the pastors I've known, not all of them, been kind of colorful in that department. But anyway, the main thing, I think, is to go back to Proverbs 3:5, okay? And it's this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. So regardless of what kind of actor you are, let God set the stage and be your director. because I guarantee you, who make you shine in your life, in your life film. And with that, I want to tell you, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to this edition of Speak It On. And as always, don't be afraid to speak the word in boldness and truth. And may God bless all of your efforts.